The latest edition of Ducks Illustrated is out. A picture of that's Sabrina Ionescu, number 20 in your program, number one in your heart. Duck women, rise to the top. Welcome in the editor of Ducks Illustrated, Jerry Thompson. JT, how's it going?
Real good, Steve. Things are good in Duckville. It can be great.
Now, as like somebody, I won't do numbers, but I know how long you've been a fan of the Ducks, followed the program, how long you've been around here. Does beating Oregon State ever get tired?
No. Well, that's for the men coming up Saturday. For the women, it was a 7-year drought. You know, 14 games doesn't seem quite as 7 years. You know, that's a long time. So, nice to see them not just beat them, but dominate them until right at the very end. But
yeah,
great win.
Yeah, and actually, I think what's fascinating is we talked with Kelly Graves on Monday, and if you've watched the local coverage, and one of the best parts about this is what the programs that have been built, respectively, by the coaches in Corvallis and Eugene. I mean, this could be something that twice a year and maybe again in the conference tournament could just really be fantastic to follow.
Yeah, the fans came out, too, over 7,000.
Yep.
Other than the one, the opening year, that was the best fan turnout. And so hopefully we'll get back to the days of Joey Rundy where they averaged over 5,000. But, no, they're just sophomores, and most of the team is just sophomores. So there's a lot of good things ahead. Satu's sister coming in, kind of like, or a cross between her and Ruthie Hebert, I hear. And so the talent, but like Kelly Graves has said, the talent at Oregon State hasn't been diminished either. Although they're losing Marie Gulich, and I was very impressed with her talent, toughness, and what she could do. So I don't know how they're going to replace her, but we'll see.
Yeah, and what's hot and cool features Ruthie Hebert, who, you know, sometimes with Sabrina and she, you forget because they've played so much ball and they played in so many big games and they're so front and center that they're both just sophomores and this isn't the men's game. It's not like they're going to leave. They're going to be a 2-and-done or a 3-and-done. They're going to be here for the rest of this year and two more years. And so you did a good feature piece on her. And I actually was kind of surprised. I forgot. She's from Alaska.
Right. Ask her why I came to Oregon. Said, "Well, it was close to home." When you're in Alaska, I guess you have to go to Oregon or Washington basically to get close to home. So, we had a feature on her. It was nice talking to her. I asked what's cool about her, and one of her roommates, Audie Gildon, said she's funny and a big goofball, but she can be mean on the court, but teddy bear off the court. So. Fun to watch her. Audie says every game she says, "Come on, dunk it in the warm-ups." So, she hasn't done it yet. She did it. I've heard that Ruthie did dunk once or twice in high school.
Really?
We're still waiting for that magic moment.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that was on the table.
Moving
over to the men's side, your senior spotlight, a one and done, as we've seen pretty frequently, depending on the circumstances under Dana Altman, Mikhail McIntosh, who graduated and came here from the Missouri Valley, the Redbirds of Illinois State. So what did you learn discussing basketball and life with this young guy?
Well, with the Civil War rivalry coming up Saturday, he's right in the midst of that because he was highly recruited by Coach Tinkle of Oregon State, and he actually kind of wanted to go there, but then he thought it over, and even though he really bonded well with the players at Oregon State, and actually still does, he actually spent some time with them after the loss in Corvallis, and so he's, he's somebody, the Civil War rivalry means quite a bit. I'm sure, even though he's close to Coach Tinkle and those players, he'd like to get a big W. And I would say that Mikhail McIntosh is the most improved player on the team this year, looking at how he's performed the last four games against some really good competition in the L.A. schools and the Arizona schools. He's basically had a double-double, scoring from 10 to 20 points and getting 7 to 14, 15 rebounds. And he's a guy now that the Ducks can depend on to get those numbers just about every game. He said he's kind of game slowed down for him, and he's just letting it come to him, you know, the old cliche. And so he's a very articulate young man. He's a, you know, funny guy, nice to talk to. I didn't really know much about him. The Illinois State went to the big dance last year. They got out quickly, but
right.
But he was he really has got lifelong friends at Illinois State, four guys that spent 4 years together, actually, four of them. And so he's just kind of a well-rounded guy, and I'm glad we got him now. We need a 6'7", 240 guy inside.
Oh, no, there's no question about it. He was a good get, and from where he was early in the season to now, I think that's a good observation. Let's dance over to football because, you know, obviously the big news was a month ago that, Willie Taggart, one and done, gone. He's really going back to Florida, and he took a couple of coaches with him. One of them was Charles Clark, his cornerback coach, and part of you covered all of it, the additions to the football staff under new head coach Mario Cristobal. So Dante Williams, the new cornerback coach.
Well, officially, he's called the outside linebacker coach.
Oh, really?
Well, that's what the university and their email, but speculation is that he'll be the cornerback's coach, because the other thing that's been reported that's not official yet either is that Court Dennison from Louisville will be the outside linebacker, since he played under the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year at Washington as a Husky, was a linebacker himself, so it just makes sense. And Dante was coaching cornerbacks last year at Nebraska under Coach Riley, so it looks like Dante Williams will be the cornerback coach, Court Dennison, the linebacker coach, got a new strength and conditioning coach in Aaron Feld, although the picture doesn't show his handlebar mustache that he became famous for. And then we plucked another very good coach from the Cougars, Jim Mastro, the running backs coach, who replaced Dante Templeton. I think, not to put down any of the coaches that have left, but I think we've upgraded in every sense that way, too. So I think the Ducks have landed on their feet. They're not cats, but they've landed on their feet, because I think the coaching staff is as strong as it's been in a long time. And they're all good recruiters. I mean, a couple of these guys have been like top 20 recruiters in the nation, getting, you know, recognition. So it's a good future. You know, if we can just get some offense going, and I think that was hopefully a blip on the screen. The Las Vegas Bowl. I think the defense is going to be better. Yeah. And you're fine. You alluded to 7 months ahead. We can look for the Chip Kelly and all these other coaches to come and play.
Yeah, that stretch, that last 5 weeks where it's Oregon with a new coach, Oregon State with a new coach, UCLA and the Arizona schools are all playing Oregon. It's going to be pretty wild to see from Herm Edwards to, I've totally forgot who the Arizona coach is. Oh, Kevin Sumlin. Hello.
Right.
With Jonathan Smith. Yeah, that's going to make for a wild finish to the season. So I know there's my Mallard musings where I'm talking about, if you're following this Oregon basketball team, you're like, oh, they might get in. No, they're out. Oh, they might get in. They might get out. And you could drive yourself nuts. But what am I missing? What else is, well, first of all, beyond what else is in the magazine, as always, let the folks know where they can pick it up.
Oh, and all your local Dairy Marts, Buy Marts are free of charge, and your U of O Duck stores, the Oregon stores. We got about 35 loyal advertisers. You can sometimes pick them up there, too. So a lot of locations, and the In-N-Out, you know. I put that photo of Paul White, bad luck shot, that went in and out, unfortunately, or we might have beat the Trojans, but. Yeah, we got some bad reffing in that game. I know the coaches aren't going to ever say that.
No.
And we just need to shoot better. I mean, you know, we were right there to beat USC. But when you beat UCLA and the men and the women beat Oregon State, you know, you're pretty much on top of the world for at least that weekend.
All right. And you also have some recruiting notes when it comes to track and field with honorees in their two sports, Tyrell Crosby and Raven Rogers. So, again, Ducks Illustrated at a newsstand near you, chock full of wonderful pictures and a lot of really good information. All right, JT, enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Take it easy, Steve.
All right, take care.